Alright, so we're in reading part three, and we're reviewing all eight notes that we have so far, not including the D string. There's two dynamics at work. One is recognizing the notes on paper. The other one is knowing where the notes are on the guitar itself. So far you got eight notes. If you start on the third string, you got G, which is open, and second finger is A. And then the next string, second string, is B, C, and D. So that's open, one, and three. And then the first string, E, F, and G. Good. So you notice that you got two G's. One is G on the third string open, and the other one is G on the first string, third fret, third finger. For now, I'm just going to reference that as high G right now. But basically, we're going to play a little game, and you who are listening should play along with us. I'm going to call out a note name, and you just have to find it, you know. All right? So, D. Good job. Third string, second fret. Second string, third fret. How about F? Good job. First string, first fret. How about A? Nice. Third string, second fret. How about high G? Good. First string, third fret. And then what about low G? Third string open. Good. How about C? All right, that's G. Good, that's right. C is the second string, first fret. So this is good stuff. We ran through all the notes, so that's pretty good. If you who are listening struggle with that, test yourself. You only have G, A, B, C. Like, it's the musical alphabet. The musical alphabet goes A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then you go back to A. There's no H, right? So you have every letter of the alphabet, but G is twice. So test yourself. Call out different letters. Write out random letters on the paper. And then play it back, Like, let me just do an example. Suppose you wrote out the letters C, F, A, D. All right? Now, find C, then F, then A is next, and then D is next. Beautiful. Awesome. So that's how you could play games with yourself. If that's your area of... if that's the area that needs review, or if that's the area you're struggling with. So that's the first part. Second part is recognizing the notes on paper, right? So we're going to go to, let's say we go to page 18 in the Mel Bay, Saints Go Marching In, right, the top one. So that first note, how's your note recognition on the page? You know what note that is? You don't have to play it. Just tell me the letter name.
G.
That's right. It's G. And then what's next?
B.
That's right. Now, if you're struggling with any of this, then you just remember, every good boy does fine rhymes with line.
Uh-huh.
And face rhymes with space. So the very first note, if you didn't know that was a G, you would start counting it, obviously, on the line. So you would count every good, and your answer is G. And then the second note, every good boy, your answer is B. Third note is on the space, so it rhymes with face, right? And what's the note of that? What's
C?
the name of that? Did you say C?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's C, because F-A-C. And then what about the fourth note of Saints Go Marching In?
D.
Yeah, so that's right. And this is, just a review for you before we move on to the fourth string. So that's very good. So, all right, well, let's do it. Let's do some.